This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
El Paso County now has seen more positive COVID-19 cases than any other county in the state since the beginning of the pandemic. Stephen Goodwin with El Paso County Public Health saying the latest numbers show COVID-19's positivity rate in our community is nearly three times higher today than it was at the same time last year.
If that surge continues into the fall season, then yeah, we would expect a larger season.
That number based on those who have been testing positive. On top of that, hospitalizations far worse this September. A year ago, the county reported having 17 COVID patients in area hospitals. Today, that number sits at 141. The vast majority of those in hospitals treated for COVID-19, not vaccinated. El Paso County Commission Chairman Stan Vandewerf saying that El Paso County leadership does not have any plans on any new public health orders or mandates to combat this latest surge of COVID-19 cases.
This is something that everybody needs to make a personal choice about. But our El Paso County Public Health Office has an enormous amount of information to help citizens make good choices about how to be safe and how to keep their families safe.
Vandewerf earlier this morning on KRDO's Morning News saying that it comes down to simple actions like wearing masks, social distancing, personal hygiene, and staying home if you're sick.
Pueblo's Mayor Nick Gratisar is walking back some of the comments he made during a heated city council meeting Monday night. In a debate over mask mandates, Mayor Gratisar said Pueblo had entered a Darwinian phase, as he called it, in the battle against COVID-19, and stated that the virus would start weeding out the herd.
I should have said the result of which would be a thinning of the herd. And that's trying to get people to be realistic here.
Gratisar says wearing a mask in public spaces and getting vaccinated beat the alternatives of last year when businesses had to close or implement capacity restrictions. Taking a look now at our latest COVID-19 case counts. In El Paso County, 327 new cases have been added, along with three new COVID-related deaths. That's in the past 24-hour reporting period, bringing the total number of deaths to seven in just this week. In Pueblo County, another 68 cases were recorded and one additional death. Teller County has added 22 new cases in the last report. That's the largest single-day increase in at least 2 weeks for Teller County. Fremont County had one additional death and 36 new cases.
KRDO News Time now, 8:02. We're getting a clearer picture of what could have went down inside of Colorado Springs Elk Lodge before a reported shootout last Thursday that ended up with two men dead. The alleged killer, Lamar Taylor, still on the run. It's believed that Taylor leased out the kitchen inside the Elk Lodge for his restaurant, the Union Cuisine. A former employee who's remaining anonymous says the working relationship between Taylor and lodge leadership went sour pretty quickly.
The situation with the Elks and his contract, he used to have meetings and he used to come in the back all mad, saying, I think they're trying to ruin me and I don't know what's going to go on. So it wasn't always a good relationship between him and the Elks.
Now, this isn't Taylor's first run-in with the law. Court records show he was arrested on felony charges in Florida seven times between 1999 and 2009, including one incident where he was charged with aggravated battery for striking a pregnant woman.
Investigators suspect that alcohol was a factor in a crash that closed I-25 for hours Wednesday night near Bijou, sending five people to the hospital. Just before six, reports came of a driver of an SUV heading south on I-25, hitting the guardrail in the center median, going over that guardrail and then into the northbound lanes where that SUV hit at least two other cars. Five people were in the SUV, all suffered injuries, including one person who reportedly suffered serious injuries. The driver, 32-year-old Sarah Montoya, is suspected of driving under the influence. One person is dead after a serious rollover crash just before 3 yesterday afternoon at the I-25 on-ramp at InterQuest. That victim has not yet been identified. A Pueblo County Sheriff's deputy is on leave after being cited for his third DUI offense. Daniel Klaus was reportedly arrested for driving under the influence twice in 2006 before he was employed by the sheriff's office. But the most recent incident on record happened just a few months ago in June in Huerfano County. In Colorado, a third DUI conviction can carry with it a year in prison and loss of license for 2 years. Attorney Jeremy Lowe, who's not involved in this case, says he's never seen a law enforcement officer be arrested and still retain his job.
Anytime a defense attorney has this officer testify, their credibility will absolutely be called into question. This is a real problem for any cases that this deputy has or potentially would handle going forward.
Klaus is due in court in October.
Mainly sunny, hot, and breezy as we head into the afternoon. Look for highs today in the low 90s around Colorado Springs, mid-90s for the Pueblo area. We will see an increase in cloud cover this evening and southwesterly winds at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Cooler coming up for your Friday with afternoon highs in the upper 70s for the Springs and the low and mid-80s around the Pueblo area. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.